what you want if you dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line as we launch here into the third hour of the program tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Mark, did you hear that that they're actually considering a ban on television sets in California?
Of a certain size. Plasma sets, because they use too much electricity above the size of, I believe, 40 inches.
Something like that.
Yeah.
According to the L.A. Times, the influential lobby group Consumer Electronics Association is fighting what appears to be a losing battle to dissuade California regulators from passing the nation's first ban on energy-hungry big-screen televisions. According to the story here, the executives for the trade group asked the members of the California Energy Commission to instead let consumers use their wallets to decide what they want to buy, the most energy-saving new models of liquid crystal display and plasma high-definition TVs. Voluntary efforts are succeeding without regulations, according to the Senior Director for Technology Policy. Too much government interference could hamstring industry innovation and prove expensive to manufacturers and consumers, he warned. But those pleas didn't appear to elicit much support from the bureaucrats. At the public hearing on the proposed rules, it would set maximum energy consumption standards for televisions to be phased in over 2 years, beginning in January. Now, remember, this is the same place where they have... I don't know if they've actually done it, but it's been proposed. Maybe they've done it by now. But they've proposed banning incandescent light bulbs.
I think they have done light bulbs, but they haven't yet implemented the black car ban, which I love that. That's hilarious. It's just, you know, it's just a bunch of people. You know, the nanny state. This is the nanny state in high gear, people.
You better believe it.
I mean, you can't have a television that's, uses right. too much electricity that you pay for. Well, you see, this is the whole idea of communism. We all own all the electricity communally, and we can't have you using up too much of it. I'm not using your electricity. I'm using my electricity because I paid for it.
But Mark, don't you understand that California is having problems and has had problems with rolling blackouts and things like
that's
that?
That's because they won't let anyone build refineries and things like that. They make
exactly.
it difficult for people to provide electricity to the to other people.
If these television guys think the regulations on their industry are strict, they should try running a power company. I mean, the over-regulation, I guess all regulation to me is over-regulation, but the amount of regulations that they pile onto the power companies are insane. I mean, they're, in many cases, they're state-run monopolies.
And you can't compete. The other dumb part of this is, if you want a television, and a lot of people do, want a big TV with an LCD
sure.
a display or a plasma display. It's my understanding plasma uses more electricity than LCD. But anyway, whatever. I may be wrong. If you want one of those, and plasma is getting phased out. It's old technology at this point. Isn't that correct?
I don't know.
Okay, that's my understanding, too. I talked to somebody about these recently. If you want one of these things, California isn't that big. There'll be a booming industry in Las Vegas of selling 52-inch or whatever the biggest LCD screen TVs there, and people will just drive them back to their houses in California. if they're in Mexico, they'll go over to Tijuana, get them and bring them back. Now, that would be a bit harder because there'll be the shakedown at the border. There is a shakedown at all California borders, as I understand it anyway, but it's usually just for fruit.
And you can always try the online ordering. And there's, of course, the chance that they'll beat the online vendors into submission, like Amazon or something. But in some cases, you might be able to just order one online. So maybe they won't be able to effectively restrict that kind of possibility.
Yeah, but some of the vendors won't care. Some of them will.
I'd like to point something out here before I continue with this nonsense. Because so I want to share some of the quotes from the bureaucrats. But, Mark, do you remember? You should remember. You have one in your house. Remember how big, those old TVs are, those old projection televisions?
Yeah, I have an internal Zenith that's like 54 inches or something like that, and I think the manufacture date was 1997 on it. It's a big, giant thing. You cannot move it with
right.
one human.
Does anybody really expect me to believe, these regulators really expect me to believe that television set uses more power per, or uses less power per square inch? Than of screen space than the new sets do?
I don't know.
Well, I can tell you that in my my old monitor that I have, now obviously it's not a big screen comparison, but the old monitor that I used to have, the old 17-inch monitor, this is a CRT-style monitor, the old-style cathode ray tube, which is what your television is at home, cathode ray tubes where they go back real deep.
Yeah.
You know, your old television set that you might have. Maybe you've got the new flat-screen monitors, so with an LCD and the plasma. Those don't go much deeper than, you know, 4 or 6 inches, right? They're not very deep sets.
Correct.
But the old sets are very, very deep. That's because there's a gun, like this photon gun in the back that is mounted in the back, and it has to shoot little photons at the screen, and that, and I may be using the wrong terminology, but I believe photons are utilized, and those contact the screen, which is laced with something else that lights up depending on... Anyway, that's how it basic a real poor job of describing the technology. But that, I believe, was a much more power-hungry system. My current monitor doesn't use as much juice as my old 17-inch, and now I've got, you know, 19 or 20 inches. So I'm getting more for my money. I'm paying less on the power bill. I have a nice new flat-screen monitor. The resolution is nicer.
How do you know the power was,
Because I've checked it.
How did you do that?
Well, you can, if you've got an uninterruptible power supply, you can actually plug things into it and you can get a readout on how many watts they're drawing. Or you can just look at the device itself and see how many watts it draws.
Okay.
So I don't believe for a moment that sets today are consuming more power. Now, maybe it's true that more people are buying larger sets these days, but I don't know if that's even the case.
It may be true. That may be true. But it just, I would agree with you that likely this is just somebody who doesn't like ostentatiousness.
Yeah.
And California is chucked full of people that don't want to see you riding an SUV, don't want to see you. Even if you have a bunch of stuff you need to haul, having an SUV is an inappropriate behavior as far as they're concerned. But, I mean, is it really that much better for me to drive my little car and make several trips? This seems to bother people. Pickup trucks, I guess, are okay, but an SUV is bad. Well, it's just an enclosed pickup truck. What? It just doesn't make any sense to me.
The toll-free number here, if you want to comment on this or anything you want to bring up, 800-259-9231. One of the commissioners who, by the way, they formally unveiled a proposal to require manufacturers to limit television energy consumption in the same way that's been done with refrigerators, air conditioners, and dozens of other products since the 1970s. So, as usual, they're using prior regulations to justify new ones. And this is typical of how government works. They will regulate one business, and if they get away with it, and they will, because Americans are docile people, and they'll go along with whatever, they'll tell themselves stories about, oh, it's good for consumers, and we need to be regulated, it protects people, blah, blah, blah. And so they'll go along with it, and so one regulation leads to another regulation leads to another regulation, one industry regulated leads to another industry regulated, and so on and so forth. Before you know it, you've got the state micromanaging every aspect of your life and business, everything. They will get their tentacles into whatever it is that you do, just give them time. They're busy with someone else right now. Maybe they've left you alone and your business or your product or service alone. Give them time.
Right. And you're not this is what the people that would limit people driving SUVs and buying big televisions and all that stuff. You know, what they don't understand is they may live a simple life or whatever, but the state's after things like, how vegetables are grown and if the proper fertilizers are used and things like that. They don't want you growing in manure. They don't want you to be able to get raw milk. They don't want you to get eggs that haven't been stamped by the proper authorities. They don't want you to get these kind of foods that you may want to treat yourself with. The government, whether it's the state or local government or whatever, doesn't want you to be able to use natural remedies. They would rather you go to the American Medical Association approved doctor. These same laws are used against people like this that are using them. And it's sad that people have not yet figured it out. They just want to control other people's behavior.
Yep, they sure do. And I'll give you their justification for all of this in a moment, and it's amazing and so backwards and really just shows how insane government is. Oh, I'll talk about that, but first, the story is that the California has estimated 35 million televisions and related electronic devices account for about 10% of all household electricity consumption. And they're talking about how, well, tightening efficiency, using new technology and material should result in zero increased cost to consumers. But what's happening is they're essentially grabbing onto an already existing trend. Companies want to reduce power consumption. It's in their interest. We'll explain in a moment. It's Free Talk Live. This is Ian. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time. You and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. Again, that's frontsight.com.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the 1 week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free. Live streams are there. Get a webcam and a broadband version of the show, as well as a dial-up version. It's all there for you. Listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, you can get the phone numbers for the Free Talk Live listen lines. Actually, the phone number for the Free Talk Live listen lines. It's one number, but there's more lines than, I guess, there's so many lines. We've been challenged by the provider of this to try to get as many people to call that number at the same time as possible, just to make sure it can handle it, but what they're saying is it can handle a whole lot of calls. So one of the ways you can listen now is the brand new Listen Lines, which allows you to tune into Free Talk Live from any phone that can dial long distance. Pretty cool. Head over to listen.freetalklive.com to get all the details. And also know this, audible.com is the internet's leading provider of spoken audio entertainment. You can listen whenever and wherever you want, just like a podcast. Audible has over 60,000 titles from which to choose, and in every genre, Audible has it covered. Get your free audiobook download when you sign up today. Just go to audiblepodcast.com/FTL and get your free audiobook. audiblepodcast.com/FTL. As we continue here, the story is out of California, where they're actually looking at regulating television sets of a certain size because there's some group of bureaucrats is saying, take too much energy. And so
it's probably not bureaucrats originally. It's probably some do-gooder, patchouli-wearing, long-haired hippie is what my guess would be.
Oh, I don't know. But I'm not going to say who's doing this, but some bureaucrats are doing it now. And the reasoning? Get this. According to the story here, they want to save power, right? They want to save power. And here's their justification. If all the TVs in the state of California met the standards, California could avoid the $600 million cost of building a natural gas-fired power plant.
As if California has to pay that cost. If they would just let someone build that plant, they would.
That is just it. This is why one of the reasons why the state is just so backwards from the way things would normally be. Because the power world, the world of providing the utility power service, is so strictly regulated. In this case, they're talking about how California would have to build the plant. So it sounds to me like it's almost completely state-run thing over there. I don't know if there's some of them are good old boys, with a private company that's just got a government-granted monopoly. That's normally how it works in most places. Or if it's actually California, maybe somebody could dig that. Maybe Mark, you could Wikipedia California's power company situation. But just because I'm curious to find out how bad it is, it sounds awful over there. But if you had a marketplace that was actually competing to provide power services, this would not happen. There would be nobody who is running a company would say, like Walmart. Can you imagine Walmart being, you have to kind of just transfer over into bizarro world to even imagine this, because Walmart would have to have no competition to even make this statement. But can you imagine Walmart spreading all its stores all across the country as we know Walmart today, being in some sort of alternative universe where Walmart's the only way that you can buy all of the products that Walmart sells? And Walmart just saying, if we could just force everybody to come over to our store 30 miles down the road, we wouldn't have to build one here in so-and-so, fill in the blank, right?
California has private electrical companies.
Very strange.
Well, what the government will do, these statists will do, is often they're doing it with the medical debate currently. We could save such and such number of dollars in the medical industry if we just implement, this government program, as though the government has ever saved a dollar doing anything. So what they'll say is that anything spent in the marketplace is essentially money spent by the public in general. The public could spend money more efficiently by spending it through the government. So the government will step in and save everyone money. But it doesn't ever work like that, because the money spent in the marketplace is spent voluntarily.
Right. And when Walmart goes and builds another store, it's to serve its customers. It's to serve an increased demand. Walmart or whatever store we're talking about that is a chain is expanding. They want to expand their customers. Maybe it's not even a chain. Maybe it's just local mom and pop. They want to knock down the wall in their strip mall. The next spot next to them opens up, and they want to knock the wall down and expand their store by 50% or double their size or something like that. They're doing that because it's something they expect will meet demand, and that they'll be able to make it work economically. They have an incentive to do these things to satisfy their customers. In this case, California's got it all backwards. And you're saying they're privately owned, but clearly, just like in any situation, they're heavily regulated and probably given a monopoly status. So the only way Walmart would ever say something like, all you customers have to come down to this store way over across, 35 miles away, would be if they were the monopoly and you couldn't go anywhere else. But thankfully, you can go to Target and Kmart and the other places. I guess it's Sears now. There's still some Kmart Kmarts out there? There are some Kmarts still. But, you know, you can go to one of the competitors. And so, therefore, Walmart has to say, crap, we do need to build another store. Let's go ahead and do it because we can make this work. And in the same way, if power companies were not regulated by the state, if competition was allowed, and business entrepreneurs could get into that world and could create a competing power company to the existing monopoly, that business owner would come in and say, $600 million? No problem. They'd lay down the cash, and they'd come up with a marketing plan, and they would look at it, and they'd say, first of all, we could probably build a thing for $200 million because the state's estimates on what they build things at is always higher. So we'll put a plan together for $200 million, and we'll sell the power cheaper than the current company selling it, and they would speculate. Maybe they'd be wrong. Maybe they'd lose their butts. But even if they lost their money in that particular case, then it would be their money that's on the line and not
taxpayer
money.
Power companies are a particularly tough issue because they use the public right-of-way for the transfer of their power. I'm not saying that there couldn't be more competition, and I wish that there was more competition, but it does make it very difficult saying, there's these poles, and I think that most of the poles were either put up by the power company or the phone company, and they weren't put up by the city. But these poles happen to be on public property, which belongs to everybody, and to put power line after, if there were five competing power companies in a given area, each one of them wanted to put their line on a given pole. If I were a power company, I'd say, no, you're not putting yours, and that's going to cost you money.
I'm not saying it's easy, but it's something the market
currently
can handle.
Well, the marketplace hasn't been able to handle it up to this point in that it's...
The marketplace hasn't been allowed to try.
Well, yes, it is. It's legal for me to deliver power to your house as long as I don't do it over those lines. See, that's the problem. Sure, I can bring you a 12-volt big batteries
could
here
you,
to run
whoa,
your house
whoa,
on.
Whoa. Could you build a power plant and power an entire neighborhood? Without using their lines.
Well, how would you do that?
Dig in a trench or something like that.
Well, you'd still have to do it on the public right of way.
I see.
How are you going to dig those? How are you
going to
do it?
So the market is not allowed to operate in this area. That's what I'm
saying.
Well,
it's because the government owns the poles,
right,
and that makes it very difficult. They only want one. They only want. Well, it has to be beautiful, you know. And there's only can we have all those electrical companies with
whatever. But the point I'm making is still sound, and that is this: in the marketplace, this justification of, well, if we just reduce the power you're using, we won't have to build a new power plant. It's completely backwards from the way the market would work. In the marketplace, somebody would say, "Wow, there's a real demand for power around here. I'll go ahead and build something that will supply that demand, and I will make a profit off of it." 800-259-9231, or he'll lose all of his investment trying to make a profit off. But either way, the consumer benefits. We're coming up. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
If you're tired of paying too much for gas, diesel, or heating oil, Future Fuel Technologies has the answer you're looking for. It's called FFT Fuel Saver. FFT Fuel Saver is made using a patented formula that helps fuel burn cleaner, resulting in a 10 to 20% increase in fuel efficiency and reduces emissions 30% or more. Each bottle of FFT Fuel Saver will save you money, increase your MPG, improve engine performance, and will treat up to 160 gallons of fuel. When used in your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat, you will feel the results in 20 miles or less. FFT Fuel Saver is registered with the EPA, the Better Business Bureau, is made in the USA, and comes with a money-back guarantee. To start saving money now, visit FutureFuelTechnologies.com. That's FutureFuelTechnologies.com. Or call 1-888-961-6600. That's 1-888-961-6600. FFT, simply the best fuel saver on earth.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dry guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dry guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dry guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dry guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can bring out whatever is on your mind. Just dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 800-259-9231. On our website, you'll find all kinds of free stuff, including the chat room. Go to chat.freetalklive.com. Get interactive with some of our listeners. Best times during the show, but it's open all the time. Chat.freetalklive.com. And have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He's 5 days of firearms training waiting for you, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. That's frontsight.com. All right, so let's continue here. I've got a we started the show out talking about cannabis, and there's a related story that we haven't talked about yet. It happened a few days ago, and this is one of those must-discuss stories or must-share. Bismarck, North Dakota. Mark, did this one come across your desk? A 51-year-old grandfather who grows garbanzo beans and other crops in midwestern North Dakota was among the protesters arrested for planting hemp seeds on the lawn of the Federal Drug Enforcement Administration offices.
Yep. I saw that.
Heroic. Wayne Hodge and five other people were arrested Tuesday for trespassing and part of a group of about 20 protesting the ban on growing hemp, said authorities in Arlington, Virginia. Hemp, which is used to make paper, lotion, and other products, is related to the illegal drug marijuana. Indeed, it is. In fact, it was hemp that was the motivation for the banning. For the creating of the laws that ban marijuana or ban cannabis. It was hemp that was the great threat to William Randolph Hearst and right. The other industrialists like DuPont that lobbied to ban this product.
The problem with marijuana, at least to some extent, and perhaps it would be that if it wasn't for this fact, it wouldn't have been made illegal. But one of the big problems with marijuana is not that it's mind-altering. It's that the plant itself is such a huge you know,
it's
a
useful
danger to people who want to use trees, people who own trees, tree farmers, as far as paper production. Hemp is perfect for producing paper. It's, and, you know, obviously makes great ropes and many, many other fibrous sort of, businesses. But, you know, all the greenies wouldn't be worried. The tree wouldn't be the central focus of the green movement if hemp were legal.
That's true. Indeed, proponents argue it contains too little of the mind-altering chemical THC to make people high. You couldn't smoke an entire tree or entire weed of hemp and get high. You'd pass out from the smoke inhalation before anything happened as far as any intoxication. Hogg and David Monson, a Republican state legislator and farmer from Osnabrück, North Dakota, received the North Dakota's first state licenses to grow industrial hemp in 2007, but they've never received approval from the DEA, which considers hemp a drug. They've sued the DEA, and their case has been before the 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals for about a year after a federal judge in Bismarck dismissed it and told the farmers to take their case to Congress. You might say this is outside of my normal character, and I don't intend to make it a practice, said the 51-year-old grandfather in a phone interview after spending about 5 hours in jail. He says, my interest here was to show that hemp is just a crop. Hemp is not a drug. The Hemp Industries Association, which has been lobbying lawmakers on Capitol Hill to allow the growing of hemp for industrial uses, said it's the first time the protesters engaged in civil disobedience. And I hope it won't be the last. Good for these people. I hope that they garner a lot of attention for their efforts, and maybe something will change as a result of what they're doing. DEA officials did not return telephone calls for comment. And why should they? I mean, what do they have to say?
They owe nothing to you people.
Right. They don't have to comment. You're going to keep paying taxes if you're a tax-paying type of person. You'll likely keep paying regardless of whatever the DEA says.
Well, even if you don't pay taxes, they work for the federal government. The federal government will just print the money to give to them.
And if they were to call back the reporter on a story about hemp, they're going to be asked questions about hemp. Oh, you know, Mr. DEA agent, we were told by the farmers that hemp doesn't even...
If you do smoke hemp, you won't get high. What's the problem?
Right. Oh, what do you say to that as a DEA agent? I mean, DEA agents
it's
are known for lying.
It's too close to marijuana. It's dangerous.
Yeah.
Well, there's plenty of drugs that are close to cocaine and heroin that are legal for people. Why can't you? This will be legal.
It's
unacceptable.
Right. They wouldn't be able to answer the questions in any acceptable manner, so they're just avoiding it. The president of Dr. Bronner's Magic Soaps, David Bronner from Escondido, California, said his company's been using hemp for a decade in its products. The company imports hemp from Europe and Canada, but Bronner said he'd like to buy it from U.S. farmers. With a weak dollar and the cost of freight, it's something we should be able to source in the United States. Indeed, if you wanted to, hemp farming would be so incredibly economical.
It's not. It's a weed, people. It's not hard to grow.
No, you just spread the seeds. I had a house once where I was just throwing my seeds out in the backyard, and they just came up all over the place. I had to run them over with a lawnmower before the neighbors saw them. And according to the story, Bonner says he and Hogg and other four Hoff, I might be mispronouncing that, Hoff and other four and four others dug several holes on the lawn of the DEA headquarters and planted about 1,000 hemp seeds. That must have taken a while.
You'd think.
Hoff said he was one of two farmers arrested. The other was Will Allen from Vermont. He dug a better hole than anyone, said Bronner. Their trip was paid for by Vote Hemp, the lobbying arm of the hemp industry. So good. That's great that they've got enough, I guess, organization to actually fund a trip to D.C. for civil disobedience. How often does that happen?
I don't know. I mean, it seems like a pretty good idea to me.
Yeah, I don't live in Washington, D.C., so, thank goodness. So maybe I'm just not on my, you know, I don't have my finger on the pulse of D.C. civil disobedience, but I don't feel like there's much civil disobedience that goes on in Washington, D.C. You know, the protests they have there are all pulling permits. They're all bowing down to the man. Just a protest in D.C. Actual civil disobedience happening in D.C.? This may be a first for a long time, at least.
I'm sure there's been civil disobedience, but this is a big deal as far as I'm concerned. I'm glad they did it.
Hoff, who lives in Ray, a town of about 500 people, says he still has 400 acres of beans to harvest at home, would like to add hemp to his other crops. And he said he and other hemp proponents are frustrated by the lack of progress in legalization. You know, I wonder if people are saying things like, hey, you need to stop all that civil disobedience and work within the system, mister. You know, the system exists for a reason. It's there to, you know, if you don't like the rules, change them. Don't get upset at these people for being slow. It's just the way things are. You can get in and make it faster.
Right.
I think that, are you referring to my disagreement with the civil disobedience?
I'm not referring to anything in particular beyond the typical counter from people that don't like civil disobedience. I'm not talking about you in this case, Mark, but it's a typical counter. There are people here in Keene, for instance, that are just regular Keeniacs that have a problem with people doing civil disobedience.
Sure.
They're
those
upset.
People are easily silenced with, was Rosa Parks wrong? Was
no,
Gandhi wrong?
No, they aren't. They always say that, oh, no, that doesn't have anything to do with this.
Well, it's because you can't get them on, you can't interact with them one-on-one. If you interact with them, you know, directly, you can bombard them. If you're dealing with them on the internet forum, which I just think is a waste of time. I don't even spend any time dealing with people. I have no intention of talking to them. You're never going to corner anybody there.
According to this story, one of the National Farmers Union executives had this to say. He didn't strike me as the kind of guy who'd wind up in jail. He's a rational kind of guy. He's an accountant, for crying out loud, and a farmer. See, now this is interesting because it really shows you that maybe once the government pushes somebody too far, and I don't support violence. I don't want to suggest that I'm supporting violence here. I don't. I think peaceful disobedience and non-cooperation is a real way to accomplish things. It just goes to show you that the people who will come out and do civil disobedience will come from all corners. This guy is a mild-mannered accountant and farmer, and nobody would expect him to go and put his freedom on the line for a plant. Who would possibly do such a thing? That's the attitude of this guy. I'm surprised that he would do something like that. Well, this guy's fed effing up with the system, and he's saying to himself, well, maybe I can do this, and this will help move things along.
I think that civil disobedience used in the right context is powerful and a good idea.
So do you like this one, then?
Yes, DEA? I think I've made that clear. Yes, I really do like this one.
800-259-9231.
And the average person can do it with just marijuana seeds in front of the police station.
They sure could. You can bring up whatever you want, though. This time of year, wintertime, not a good idea to
play. Oh, it's even better.
Really?
Yeah, it'll come in the spring.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. Airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your garden in a can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want, even in these remaining moments, enough time for your calls. If you make them now, 800-259-9231. Hey, do you want to help out Free Talk Live? You enjoy the program? One of the ways you can do it is by becoming an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. We will take your $3 a month, that's all we're asking for, and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country and bringing more internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. That's valuable to you, and it's worth the price of a cup of Starbucks coffee, less than that, in 1 month's time. Then head over to amp.freetalklive.com. You get access to the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only podcast, forum, and more. It's all there. amp.freetalklive.com makes a big difference for us, and it's just a few bucks from you. Let's continue with your phone calls here. Talk to Mike in Maryland. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. My question is, how is the Free Talk Live show set up? Like, I've heard that Ian, you're the owner of the show, and Mark is just employed by you or something? How does it work?
I don't employ anybody. I was the originator of the idea. I don't necessarily think I own the idea of Free Talk Live. So, you know, if you wanted to start your own Free Talk Live and try to compete with us on that basis, you know, I wouldn't sue you or anything like that. I don't necessarily believe in intellectual property, but there is the reality of who's doing the work, and I'm the one doing the affiliate relations work for the show. That means that I contact radio stations during the daytime hours, and I work on getting them to pick up the show, and I've been doing that for several years now.
You make sure that all the blinking boxes will operate.
It's kind of the engineering side. Yeah, I take care of the technical stuff.
All the computer IT stuff.
I have people that I contract with to take care of the real techie tech stuff. But I can handle plugging things in and getting things set up.
But the real engine that moves any business is sales. And for Ian, wisely made the choice to give up his commercial time that he had from the show that he created to, in exchange for an extraordinary award-winning sales representative. That salesperson owns the commercial time between when you hear the voices and all that stuff on Free Talk Live. So that, and some of it, obviously, some of the rest is owned by, you know, Genesis Communications and the local affiliates on which you may be listening to Free Talk Live. So I own the Free Talk Live's spots, and I sell those, and then, you know, together we split the money in order to make this business work.
And our co-hosts are wonderful people that come in on essentially a voluntary basis, which is why you don't really hear significant regularity between some of them. I mean, Gardner Goldsmith is frequently here on Mondays, but sometimes he isn't because he's got to drive a ways to get here, and he does it for us presumably because he enjoys, you know, he loves radio and enjoys getting on the air, and it's a great opportunity to talk about his, you know, what his ideas and spread them to our audience. And we've got other folks during the week as well, various different people that come on the air and kind of give the show a little bit of different flavor on a nightly basis, bring a slightly different perspective into the panel, and they all do it because of their own reasons, for whatever they are. Maybe it's just to get experience at doing radio or sitting behind a microphone, and who knows, maybe take that somewhere someday. Maybe they just do it for fun. Maybe they just do it to help out the show, but I really certainly do appreciate every single one of them.
If you want to get down to brass tacks as to who can fire whom,
what I was going to ask is if Ian could fire Mark or something like that.
Ian is the program director of Free Talk Live. He decides what goes on the air. He is the bottom line, decides who what goes on the air and what doesn't. He tends to be generous, and the co-hosts that come in get to talk about what they want. He's a little more strict with me because I certainly I get a lot more time than they do. So if I want to, you know, bring something on he doesn't want to talk about, then, you know, it probably won't hit.
Ultimately, I can veto anybody you come to me with a sales gig. Like if you walk to me with some sort of thing that's really
from the Army or something like that,
I could say no.
That's a possibility, certainly. But if it came to firing, Ian can fire me off of the air. He cannot fire me from the role of the guy who, you know, sells the ads, because I own them.
Okay.
So Ian's at that point, once he gets rid of his star, his crappy little show probably will go to hell anyway. So I won't want to sell ads for him. But, you know, that's that as the case may be.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Well, I could also refuse every single advertiser you bring me, but that would be crazy because then I wouldn't be getting checks.
Yeah, that would be dumb to do that. Yeah.
It could though if I wanted to, and that would be very frustrating to you, and you'd probably quit after some point.
Right, and you know, having been on air for 7 years now and built the name that I have, I likely could go to, you know, any number of syndicates and get my own darn show and do my own darn
maybe
thing.
Could. I don't know
if
maybe
that's what
could.
I wanted to do.
Maybe you've got the name for that. I don't know if I've got the name for that. I don't know if I could walk over to some other syndicate.
You don't think GCN would give me my own show if I asked for it?
Oh, maybe. Maybe.
Yeah. I mean, that would be as simple as
you'd
pie.
Have to put together all your own black boxes, your blinking
right.
boxes.
And that's really the issue is, for one, you can't sell ads or don't want to.
I don't have the time.
Don't have the time and certainly aren't going to be as good at it as I am.
No, definitely not.
Just
you are
not.
The man.
And I can't make those flashing boxes work. I don't want to. I have no desire to make those things happen.
It's a good partnership. I mean, I have to deal with your fascism from time to time, but otherwise...
I have to work with the mentally ill, so it's fair.
All right, that answers your question, Mike.
He's gone. Oh, he's there.
Hello?
Yes. Yeah, you're there.
One last thing. So there's not like a program director or anything?
What?
That would be Ian. Is there like a program director or is that Ian?
Well, I mean, if you want to use that term, I mean, I direct the direction of the show in that I decide which call to take next and what ultimately will
you're
be...
You're the PD. There's no doubt that you're the PD of the show.
Right. PD for the show, I guess.
Not like a producer then. Like some radio shows have a producer.
There is no producer. I mean, we have some people online that'll send us useful things.
There's the board operator at GCN is probably the closest we have. We have a producer in that respect.
Yeah, that's
true. They work very hard on that
end. But they're not out scrounging content or anything like that or rounding up guests or anything.
No.
They're a technical producer, but not a content producer. How about that?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, thanks.
Hey, glad I could help. Anything else?
No, that's it.
All right, appreciate hearing from you tonight. Thank you. 800-259-9231. And some people are bewildered, Mark, and you know this, that in the industry, they're just blown away that two guys can run a syndicated radio show.
They are. Well, people like Mike, it sounds like, are bewildered that two guys can work work together as equals, not be partners in the sense of, that they own a 50-50 in a business, because we don't own 50-50 in a business. You didn't want to do that in the very beginning, and I think
there is no corporation of Free Talk Live.
There isn't. Free Talk Live is a radio show. It's that's all. There is, you know, you've got your business and the stuff you do, and I've got my business and the stuff that I do, and our businesses commingle, and either one of us could stop that relationship. That's fine.
I think Free Talk Live may be registered down in Florida as a business name. I think I had to do that to open up
fictitious name, yeah.
Right. It was like the most basic thing. It's not even really a corporate registration or anything like that. But I think I had to do that in order to open up an internet bank account.
Mm-hmm.
And that was before I made the move to New Hampshire, where I opened a local bank account. They didn't even care. I just went into the local bank and said, I want to open up an account and put this name on it. I showed them my ID, so I had to. That's the only kind of identifying information I had to show was my personal ID. They would have let me put any sort of alternative doing business as name on that account, which was amazing to me. It was really easy to get a bank account. So never really went through any significant government paperwork to create Free Talk Live, and never intend to. Let's continue with your phone calls. Jeremy's in Rhode Island. You're on Free Talk Live. Jeremy, what's on your mind?
Hey, Ann. Mark. Okay. When I was a kid, there were these cats in my neighborhood that would beat up my cat.
Ew.
So me and my dad, we built a little box with a string system, and we'd mm-hmm. sit in the basement and, you know, trap the cat, and then, you know, we'd take it and we'd release it like 50 miles away.
Cool. So is this a neighbor's cat?
I don't know. It's,
somebody's.
You know how people are. They'll buy cats and then they'll, like, raise cats, and I don't know.
Well, don't let your damn cat outside if you don't want it to be kidnapped. Catnapped, I suppose.
Yeah, so what I was thinking is that maybe Mark could put this idea to use to catch the pot protesters.
Huh?
What?
I've got more questions about your cat trapping thing. I have no intention of catching pot protesters. They don't enter into my life very much.
Get your question out quick.
What's
We're
that?
Running out of time.
Okay. My question is, the your cat, did they go on other people's lawns?
Whoa. Yeah, we got to let you go. I'm sorry, man.
I don't think it's cool to catch other people's cats at your house and release them elsewhere.
The cats were beating up his cat.
But where were they doing it? I mean, cats are cats. They don't respect property lines.
Yeah, I don't think you should let your cat out, first of all. I think he's at fault for letting his cat out in the first place. If you don't want your cat to get killed or beaten up, leave it inside your house where it's safe. If you're letting your cat out, then it's at risk from some pretty
right.
bad stuff.
You know, I've lived in neighborhoods where the tacit agreement is it's okay for your cat to, you know, be out and go on other people's property, and their cats are going to be out and go on your property. Cats aren't particularly destructive animals comparative to, say, dogs that might dig holes. Usually dogs dig holes in their own owner's property, not your own. But, I mean, you know, dogs tend to get territorial, and they don't respect their own property lines.
Let's go to Kevin in Minnesota. 10 seconds. Last thoughts, Kevin. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. Just don't forget White Plume on the Pine Ridge Reservation, who is trying to go up against the system with the planting of the hemp. You know, my hat's off.
Tell us more about it tomorrow night. We're out of time. See you tomorrow night at freetalklive.com.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/CARHARTT. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger rifle today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.